Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today we'll be discussing Indiana v. Edwards, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 2008. The question before the court today was, can the state deny a defendant the right to self-representation despite the defendant having been found competent to stand trial? The facts of the case are as follows. In July 1999, Mr. Edwards attempted to steal a pair of shoes from a department store in Indiana. He was discovered and subsequently fired a firearm at a security officer and wounded a bystander. He was charged with attempted murder, battery with a deadly weapon, criminal recklessness, and theft. During the court proceedings, he had three competency hearings and two self-representation requests. The first competency hearing was in August 2000, and he was found incompetent to stand trial. He was committed to Logansport State Hospital for evaluation and treatment. Several months after his hospitalization, doctors found that he was competent to stand trial. However, before he could go to trial, his defense attorney requested another psychiatric evaluation. The second competency hearing was in March 2002, and Mr. Edwards, while found to be suffering from a mental illness, was found, quote, competent to assist his attorneys in his defense and stand trial for the charged crimes. 7 months later, his counsel requested another psychiatric evaluation. The third competency hearing was held in April 2003, and a psychiatrist reported that while Mr. Edwards understood the charges against him, quote, his delusions and marked difficulties in thinking make it impossible for him to cooperate with his attorney. He was adjudicated incompetent to stand trial and committed to the state hospital once again. After 8 months, the hospital reported that Mr. Edwards was competent to stand trial. The trial started approximately 1 year later. Shortly before trial, Mr. Edwards asked to represent himself and asked for a continuance. The court denied the continuance, and Mr. Edwards proceeded to trial with representation by counsel. He was convicted by jury of criminal recklessness and theft, but the jury failed to reach a verdict on the charges of attempted murder and battery. The state then retried Mr. Edwards on the attempted murder and battery charges. Mr. Edwards again asked to represent himself, but the trial court found that while he was competent to stand trial, he was not competent to represent himself. He was represented by counsel, and a jury convicted him of attempted murder and battery. So Mr. Edwards appealed to Indiana's Intermediate Appellate Court and argued that the trial court's denial of his self-representation request deprived him of his constitutional right of self-representation. The court agreed with Mr. Edwards. However, the case then went to the Indiana Supreme Court, which found, quote, substantial basis to agree with the trial court, but still affirmed the intermediate appellate court on the basis of Ferretta and Godinez v. Moran. The case then went to the Supreme Court to determine whether or not the Constitution required the trial court to allow Mr. Edwards to represent himself. Holding, the Constitution does not forbid states from insisting upon representation by counsel for those competent enough to stand trial, but who suffer from severe mental illness to the point where they are not competent to conduct trial proceedings by themselves. The court noted that while the prior cases of Ferretta and Godinez frame the question presented, they do not answer it. Ferretta held that the 6th and 14th Amendments include a, quote, constitutional right to proceed without counsel when a defendant, quote, voluntarily and intelligently elects to do so. However, the Supreme Court noted that the Ferretta case did not consider mental competency. Cases after Ferretta clarified that the right to self-representation has limits, such as in McCassell v. Wiggins, where it was held that, quote, appointment of standby counsel over self-represented defendant's objection is permissible. Godinez v. Moran held that the standard for competency to waive rights, such as assistance of counsel and pleading guilty, is not greater than the standard for competency to stand trial. The Supreme Court discussed how the defendant in the current case and the defendant in the Godinez case were both gray area defendants that fell between the dusky minimum standard for competency to stand trial and the somewhat higher standard that measures mental fitness for another legal purpose. In Godinez, the state sought to permit a gray area defendant to represent himself, but in this case, the state was seeking to deny the right of a gray area defendant to represent himself. As such, they concluded that the Constitution does not require the right to self-representation for these gray area defendants. The Supreme Court also noted that the dignity of a defendant could be affected if they lacked mental capacity to conduct their own defense. This lack of dignity could, quote, undercut the most basic of the Constitution's criminal law objectives, which is the right to a fair trial. They also discussed that the presiding trial judge would be the best suited to make these capacity decisions. This case alluded to a new legal standard for the competency to represent oneself, but does not define such a standard. The Supreme Court rejected Indiana's proposed standard, which would, quote, deny a criminal defendant the right to represent himself at trial if he cannot communicate coherently with the court or a jury, because they were unsure how it would work in practice. Please note, the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law and the American Psychiatric Association filed a joint amicus brief discussing how symptoms of a mental illness can impair some capacities, but not others. A dissenting opinion was written by Justice Scalia, who stated, quote, "In my view, the Constitution does not permit a state to substitute its own perception of fairness for the defendant's right to make his own case before the jury, a specific right long understood as essential to a fair trial." He cited Ferretta, stating that the Constitution guarantees every criminal defendant the right to proceed without counsel when he voluntarily and intelligently elects to do so, even when it harms his case. He discussed the majority's opinion regarding dignity and stated that the autonomy of an individual should be honored rather than being concerned about the dignity of an individual. In sum, Indiana v. Edwards, decided in the United States Supreme Court in 2008, held that the Constitution allows states to insist upon counsel for defendants who are competent to stand trial but suffer from severe mental illness and are not competent to conduct courtroom proceedings by themselves.